Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Could you believe that a high school coach that prayed to the Lord with on the football field after the school hours was over, after the ball game, just thanking God, and players began to join him over the years, that he has now been suspended for praying? They told him they would put him in a closet. They told him he could do it somewhere out of sight, but he could not pray publicly. Yeah, this is where we're at. This is the day that we're in. It says in the Constitution that nobody can make any laws concerning your religion, and that's what's taking place. Let's take a look right now in Bermington High School. Take a look at this.
It's really sad that it's come to this.
A coach sidelined for praying on the field is forced to watch from the stands.
I never wanted any legal stuff. I didn't want any problems.
And everyone wanted to know if he would pray again tonight.
It had the makings of a separation of church and state showdown with a high school football game as a backdrop.
The school district had suspended Coach Joe Kennedy for his postgame prayers, but tonight he showed up anyway. Como's Joel Marino was with the coach through the game and after. He's live in Bremerton with the latest. Joel?
Yeah, Mary and Eric, in the end, Coach Kennedy did not take a knee at midfield after the game, but he found a way to pray anyway. On a night meant to celebrate the seniors and their final game at home, so much attention ended up on assistant coach Joe Kennedy, who the district placed on paid leave.
It's really sad that it's come to this.
Kennedy has a post-game tradition of taking a knee on the 50-yard line and saying a few words of thanks. The Bremerton School District ordered him to stop, fearing it violated the Constitution by openly praying with students. Kennedy continued his displays of religion, though he started doing it silently and by himself.
When they start taking my rights away too, that I can't pray in public, it becomes a whole different thing.
Kennedy spent the night in the stands instead of the sidelines. His supporters embraced him at every turn, and parents spoke out on his behalf.
No one should be required to, but if we have the freedom to, we should be allowed to pray.
The Bremerton School District says it goes against students' constitutional rights for a district employee to initiate prayers with students. If they allowed Kennedy to continue, they'd have to do the same for everyone, an argument made by the Satanic Temple of Seattle, who showed up but never entered the stadium.
Does it open up to a free-for-all? Sure, but we have freedom of religion in this country.
Take it all the way down!
In the end, the Bremertonites took the game with a last-second touchdown. Players made their way to the stands to include Kennedy in the celebrations. When it was all said and done,
yes, Lord, Heavenly Father.
Kennedy and a small group went to their knees to pray.
I'm willing to take this as far as to go to defend the rights of the Constitution, you know, till the end. If it comes back one way or another, I fought the good fight.
Well, Kennedy's lawyers are moving forward with a discrimination lawsuit arguing that Kennedy's constitutional rights are being violated. The district had no comment tonight. Live here in Bremerton, Joel Marino, Como News.
Make sure you join us in our next program, too, because we're going to be talking about the Constitution and how important it is.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.